Today's limud is Haggadah Shel Pesach, and we are Be'ezus Hashem holding at the 12th and final shiur of this segment of the shiurim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's the last shiur, again, for this segment on Magid. B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam lirois es atzmai k'ilu hu yatzam yimitzrayim. So the overwhelming majority of the shiurim, and certainly the last 8 or 9 shiurim, focused on one of the 15 simanim that we have b'tchivas ha-seder, and that is Magid. And that is when we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We saw that a lot of what we discuss in Magid is rooted in Chazal. Mishnayis in Perek Arvi Psochim, Michiltas in Sefer Shmois, Sefriz in Sefer Dvarim. One of the halachas that the Mishnah says one is required to do in order to fulfill this mitzvah properly is a person has to figure out a way to visualize and conceptualize as if he himself was a slave in Egypt, and that tonight HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking him out of Mitzrayim. And it's with that halacha that we begin this shiur. B'chol dar v'dar, chayiv adam liris es atzmai, k'ilu hu yatzam yimitzrayim. In every single generation, doesn't matter how far removed we are from the actual Exodus, a person has an obligation to be able to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'igadta levincha bayemahu leimar." You are going to tell your child bayemahu bavruzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. That's because of this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim. In other words, loy es aviseinu b'vod galas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only take out our grandfathers, ela afi sonu galima, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out as well. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'oisonu hoitzui misham, leman havi oisonu lases lanu es haaretz, ashen nishba laviseinu. In other words, when the father's talking to his son, he's not only telling him what happened to him, but he's including his son, who was actually not alive at the time, in the Yetziah. He took me out, but he took you out as well. What do you mean, he took you out? He didn't take you out, he took me out. The teretz is, b'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam lirois es atzmoi, ki ilu hu yatzami Mitzrayim, and it's the obligation of the father and the child, and even us 3,338 years later, to be able to somehow come to a point where we feel like we were slaves in Mitzrayim, but va'itzanu haitzi misham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And we continue. Lefichach anachnu chayavim. It's for this reason. And according to most Rishonim, the segue is, because of the fact that we have to view ourselves as if we were slaves in Mitzrayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch took us out, it's for that reason that we are obligated, chayov, lahoidos, lahala, l'shabech, l'fadar, roimam, lahadir, l'varich, l'alu, l'kalis, all different l'shoinos of praise to HaKadosh Baruch, l'misha asa l'abiseinu, v'lanu, eskol hanisam ha'elo, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who performed these miracles, v'lanu, because again, chayiv adam liris es atzmai k'ilu hu yatzim yimitzrayim, all these miracles, hoitziyanu, mi avdus l'cheres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from avdus l'cheres, mi yagoyim l'simcha, he took us from a place where we were depressed, we were very sad, and now all of a sudden we're happy, u'mei eva liyantav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from being in a state of avelos, now we're celebrating yantav, u'mei afelo liyar gadol, we were living in a proverbial darkness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to a place where not only were we exposed to Ar, but we were exposed to an Ar Gadol. Umishiba the Geula. We were Mishubadim. We had zero freedom. Very similar to Abdos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hatins oskelized. He took us to Geula. He gave us redemption. The Neymar Lefon of Shira Chadasha, and it's for that reason we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Shira Chadasha, Hallelujah, and that's going to segue into the next part of the Haggadah, and that is we're going to begin reciting the Hallel. So let's just hit the pause button. very early in this year and just figure out what we just did. So we just quoted an excerpt from one of the Mishnayos in Perek Arba Psachim, which discusses another halacha in the laws of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmai, Kilu Hu Yotzim Yimitzrayim. And then we said, because of the fact that Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmai, Kilu Hu Yotzim Yimitzrayim, that requires us, that obligates us to give Hidah and Hilu, L'Shabech, L'Fal, L'Roimim, L'Hadah, L'Varuch, L'Alei, U'L'Kaleis. And it's for that reason, the name of the fun of Shir Chadasha Halleluka, and that's going to usher in us reciting the Hallel. A few things. First of all, it feels like, from just reading the words, that the reason we recite the Hallel at the Leila Seder is because Chayev Adam Liroi says Atzmai Kihilu Hu Yatzim Yimitzrayim. Just the Pshutei Shal Mikra of what we just read. B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam liris es atzmai k'ilu hu yotzim yimitzrayim. L'fichach anachnu chayavim v'noymar l'fonov, some have the gear, so v'nemar l'fonov shiru chadosha halleluka. And that's going to bring us now to the fact that we're going to say hallel. Truth is, kana ben shoyel, we need a excuse for why we're saying hallel. We're going to say hallel the next morning, the morning after that, the day after that, every single yontif, we say hallel. Why do we need an excuse to say hallel? So, pashit, the teretz is, we always say hallel, but we say hallel as part of shachris, we say hallel during the day. We never say hallel yontif by night, and it seems that even though the Leil HaSeder is this big deal, and we're doing things by the Leil HaSeder that are different than what we do b'chol halelos, that is in fact one of the themes of the Seder, but at the same time, to say hallel, mehechatesi. The only reason we say hallel by the Leil HaSeder is because Chayav Adam Liris es atzmai kilo hu yatzim yimitzrayim. And here's the point. We're not just saying hallel, thank you Hashem for something that you did to our Zaydis thousands of years ago. You're saying hallel because you yourself just experienced a miracle. And if you experienced a miracle today, you would literally spring into giving Hayidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's exactly what we're doing. So if a person's able to execute the Avodah of the Seder properly, and he's able to start the Seder Avodah Mayinu Lepar Ben Mitzrayim, and he's able to conclude the Seder with Vayotzienu, and do it in a way where he has this Hamchasha of Ki'ilu Hu Yatzami Mitzrayim, well, he just experienced a great miracle. And if he just experienced a great miracle, he's obligated to go give Hayidah. In other words, when the hallel is because of something that happened thousands of years ago, then you say hallel by day. You don't say hallel by night. But this hallel is because chayev adam liris es atzmai, and being that that's the reason you're saying hallel, so that's mechayev to say hallel by day, by night, it doesn't matter when. The reason we're going to say hallel by the Leil HaSeder is related to chayev adam liris es atzmai. That's the lefichach. Because chayev adam liris es atzmai, therefore we have an obligation to give Hayidah. Just to say this in a different nosach, they'd be mocking to say that lefichach is really referring to the whole avodah of the Leil HaSeder. The Rishonim say lefichach is going on chayev adam liris es atzmai ki'ilu hu yatzam yimitzrayim. Because we have an obligation to feel as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle with us, that obligates us to say hallel, and that chi of hallel transcends the regular Shulchan Aruch of hallel. So usually hallel is governed by certain laws. Well, this chi of hallel is a different chi of hallel, and this is related to the fact that we ourselves experienced a miracle, and being that we ourselves experienced a miracle, that therefore would require us to say hallel, even to say hallel by night. Another point that's worth mentioning, so the last thing we say in the world of Magid is Chayev Adam Liris es Atzmai Kilu Hu Yatzim Yimitzrayim. But really, if you pay attention, we've been in a subtle way referencing this throughout the Haggadah. Just go back to the beginning. The child asks Manishtana, and the Teretz is, so we mentioned that in the Seder of the Haggadah, just the structure of it, we give two terutzim. The first is Shmuel's teretz, and the second is Rab's teretz, based on the machlokes Rab and Shmuel, what exactly maschol b'gnus is in the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. But according to Shmuel, the first teretz that we mentioned in the Agada, Avodim Hayinu, lefarib in Mitzrayim. Vayoytzienu Hashem elokeinu misham biyad chazak v'zrayim etuya. We don't say avodim hoyu avisenu. We say avodim hoyinu. In fact, the next sentence we almost say it with baktzina. V'ilu lehoytzi hakadosh baruch hu es avisenu min Mitzrayim harei anu uvanenu uvnei vanenu mishuvadim hoyinu lefarib in Mitzrayim. So right away, when we mention avodim hoyinu, we're bringing out this point of Chayiv Adam Liroi says Atzmai Ki Ilu Hu Yotzim in Mitzrayim. When you go through the Maschul Bignus in the world of Rav, so where does it begin? Mitchila Oivde Avodah Zarah Hoyu Avoseinu V'Achshav Kervanu Hamakom LaAvodasai. We don't just say Mitchila Oivde Avodah Zarah Hoyu Avoseinu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took our Zedis and he was Mekar of them LaMakom. It's V'Achshav Kervanu Hamakom LaAvodasai. Again, we're emphasizing the fact that we ourselves had this Yitziyah, and this is somehow affecting us. But the bottom line is, this is another one of the halachas that are unique to the way we tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim at the Leil HaSeder. Just one more point before we start Halal. In the second shir, we mentioned that Reb Chaim Brisker at his Seder used to always say that there's an obligation to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim at the Leil HaSeder. There's also an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. Pamayim ba'ahava. And Reb Chaim used to say, what's the difference between the mitzvah to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, what's known as the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, versus the mitzvah that's once a year, what's known as the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Chaim would say that there's three chilukim. Number one, when you're making the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to be maschul begnus u'mesayim b'shvach. Number two, Reb Chaim said, when you mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to do it derech shailo etshuva. Manishtana halayva azemi kol aleilos. And finally, Reb Chaim said, Rabbi Gamliel loymer kol shalei omna shloish advarim elu bepesach layotzi yedei chayvase ve'elu heim. You have to mention Pesach Matzah Umara, and then you have to say Pesach Zushanu oichlin l'shoma, etc. That's something that's unique to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The truth is, after going through the Haggadah a little bit, and going through many of the Mishnayos without even noticing, in Perek Arvei Psachim and the Mechiltas and the Sefris, I think there's more chilukim between the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number one, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes in it that you have to be Doirish Me'arami Oivadavi. That was a huge deal. In fact, the Rambam, that we made a big deal about, says that when we say in that God, the Kalam Marbel Asapar B'tzias Mitzrayim, Harez and Meshubach, it means specifically if someone's Marbel Lidrosh in the parish of Arami Oivadavi, the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't think is Mechayiv anybody to go and to darshan specifically Arami Yovidavi. If it is, we've never been Mekayim the mitzvah, because where's the mention of Arami Yovidavi in the parish of Krishma, which is Lechura, where we're Mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here's another one. We mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Simin, Tafayim Gimel, brings V'shem the Chayi Adam, that when you're saying the Haggadah, when it comes to the Eser Makos, make sure that you say it in a language that everybody's going to understand it. Even after call in the infamous Mesharsis, right? Make sure everybody is in the room, because the recounting of the 10 Makos is critical to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we said Pashup Shad is because it's Psukim in the Torah and the end of Va'era by Makos Barad and the beginning of Boy by Makos Arba, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that I'm hardening the heart of Paroi and I'm messing with him, I'm manipulating him because I want to bring more Makos. What's the purpose of all these Makos? L'man tesaper bozni bincho ben bincho es asher esalalti. So it's clear in the Psukim that the Makos were given for us to one day tell the tale. We mentioned from the Hafla that what came first? Was it the Makos that came first? Therefore we have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Hafla, the chicken and the egg. It's actually just the opposite. It's because there would be a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Makos. So for sure the Makos is an integral component to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not something you have to mention every day. That's for sure something that's unique to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How about the portion of the Haggadah that we just read? B'chol davredar chayiv adam liroi says atzmoi k'ilu hu yatzami mitzrayim. That obligation that you have to be able to somehow get very creative with your imagination and act as if you yourself were slaves in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out. That's not something you have to do every day. That's something that's unique to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned the Reb Shmuel Yankif, his Mayrach in his Haggadah, with the diik that he makes in the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Chinuch in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there's two dinim to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough to just mention the miracles, but you have to give Shevach which, by the way, it sounds like maybe that's related to Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai. Because Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai, that's what's Mechayiv Leficha Chanachnu. And that's why you have it dafka by the Leila Seder with this Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai. That's why you don't have it by the regular mitzvah of Schir Tzitzit Mitzrayim. But this is not a time for wonders. But the bottom line is, Reb Chaim said that there's three chilukim in terms of the mitzvah of Schir Tzitzit Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maschu B'Gnus Messiah B'Shvach, the fact that you have to do it derech shai l'tshuva. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Kol Shalayam Ashleish Advar Malalu L'chayru, just from going through the Haggadah. Yeah, you have to be derish by a Rami Yavidavi. You have to talk about the ten makis. Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai. It's not enough just to mention it, but you have to also give Shevach Vaidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the second shir, we reference that in the Haggadah Shal Pesach Shiris HaLeviim, Briska, or one of the Briska Haggadahs, so they have a shir brought from Rav Meshulam David HaLevi, where he was mefakfik a little bit on Reb Chaim's three things. L'chura, why is it only three? A little bit of what we just mentioned is there, but again, these are very, very obvious ha'aris. Pain l'chacham v'yach gemoy, you have to learn up Reb Chaim. Why did Reb Chaim say there's only three chilukim? I don't know. Back of the envelope, I'm already holding by seven. I'm sure there's many more, regardless, on that note. We said that because Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai Kilu Hu Yatzim in Mitzrayim, L'fichu Chanachnu Chayivim L'hoidus Olahav. And we made a huge deal. One of the themes of the Shiurim was that B'leil HaSeder, it's not enough to only talk about the miracles and be Mechazik Ramuna, but we also have to give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the next segment of the Haggadah, which is Hallel. Now, it's very interesting because we're about to start Hallel. We've all said Hallel before. First of all, when we say Hallel, we start with a bracha, right? Don't you always make a bracha before you say Hallel? No bracha. That already tells you that this Hallel maybe is a little bit different. Truth is, if you look in the Rishonim say that we don't make a bracha on Hallel, stating that this paragraph, L'fichach anachnu chayovim l'hoidus l'hallel l'shabeach l'for the roimim, that acts in lieu of a bracha. Meaning, you're saying L'fichach anachnu chayovim, which poshit is really behemshech the chayiv adam liris esatzmai, but the bottom line is, that paragraph is like a super bracha. So you don't have to make a bracha. In fact, some Rishonim ask a kasha that why is it that you don't make a bracha she'asa nisim l'abayisenu? You make that bracha, Chanukah, Purim. How come you don't make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan? So in the Rishonim, it's included in Leficha Chanachnu Chayavim. So Leficha Chanachnu Chayavim is a bracha on the Hallel. It's a Sha'asa Nisan. It's an interesting discussion if you take a look in the Rishonim. But again, the first anomaly about this Hallel is that we're not going to make a bracha. But there's a much bigger anomaly. And that is, we're going to mention the first two paragraphs of Hallel. And then we're going to party, we're going to have a suda, we're going to eat, it's going to be some more wine, and really, until much later in the evening, we're not going to resume saying Hallel. So where do you find such an idea of being mafsik to Hallel? And by the way, there's a concept of a chatzi Hallel. It's not this. Chatzi Hallel is when you skip Lailonu and Ahavti. This is a literal chatzi Hallel. So poshup shah, what's going on over here? So if you take a look at the Haggadah of the Abarbanel, Zevach Pesach. And if you take a look at the Haggadah of the Vilna Goyim, Shneem Nischavnu L'Davarecha, they both say the same exact thing. And that is, that really, really, if you ever learn Hallel, we have to put that on our bucket list, but if you ever learn Hallel properly, you'll notice Hallel is made up of two components. There's the first two paragraphs of Hallel, and then there's the rest of Hallel. Said the Abarbanel, and said the Gra, the first two paragraphs of Hallel talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The balance of the Hallel talk about us praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things He didn't even do yet. For things that He's going to do, La'asid Lavoi. This chelik of the Seder is clearly all about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the context of giving Godot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the events that took place by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention these two paragraphs because these two paragraphs are very much in line, composed by David HaMelech, although I am the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Perek Arbi Psachim, that sources these prokim maybe literally to the times that the Yidden left Mitzrayim. But Yiyah Eich Sheyiyah, these two paragraphs talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we're in the middle of being Mesapir Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to give Haida, so it's very appropriate to use these two paragraphs. But the rest of Halal has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The rest of Halal is related to La'asa Lovli. And that, by the way, obviously we're not going to get to this in Tavshin Peivav. But that, by the way, is really the focus and the theme of the second half of the Seder. And this is really in line with something that the Svarim HaKadoshim say, that if you want, you could make a yachatz on the Seder. And that is that everything up until the end of the Suda, that focuses on the Yitzia of Mitzrayim, and then we turn our attention to hoping and really beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us again, just like he had in the past. And being that the rest of Halal is Haidah for events that are going to take place in the future, it's all La'asad Lavaydig, so therefore it's appropriate to recite that Chelak of Halal during the La'asad Lavay portion of the Haggadah. But the bottom line is, we're going to now go through the two Prakim of Halal. I think it's good to just read it inside and type it. Why not? Hashlomas Ha'inyeh. And on that note, Hallelujah. Praised is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. The Avdei Hashem, the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallelujah, Hashem Hashem. They praise, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in the Mefarshei Tehillim, they all say that it's impossible to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no Hasaga in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in the Kabbalistic world is code for the Midos, the Anhagos, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, V'chanun, those are things that we can relate to a little bit, and as a result, those are things that we're capable of being Mahalo. Yehi Shem Hashem Evoirach, may the name, again, not Hashem, but may the name of Hashem be blessed, may Atav Yadoyim, from now until forever, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, Mehul Ol Shem Hashem. If you look at the Mefarshei Tehillim, what does it mean, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy? So it sounds like we should praise Hashem from when the sun rises until the sun sets. So you look up your way of figuring out what time the sun rises and the sun sets. So from 5:22 until Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you'll take a little break, and then rinse and repeat. You'll do it again in the morning. Chalila, that's not what it means. Because that almost sounds like you're not always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoye. Mi Mizrach Shemesh means from where the sun rises, Ad Mevoye, until where the sun sets. It's actually focusing on Makor, not on Zman. The sun rises in the east, it sets in the west. Thus, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoye means from sea until shining sea. It means everywhere. Mehul Ol Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gebench. In fact, if you take a look at the Abar Benel, so classic. Again, I think we tried bringing out the point as much as possible that the Abar Benel on the Haggadah is very, very critical. Not easy, but critical. But here's the point. Says the Abar Benel, if you do a little bit of a sikum, you'll see that there's four things that we just mentioned. We mention who praises. We mention who we praise. We mention when we praise. And we mention from where we praise. Who praises? Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. Who do we praise? Hallelujah, Es Shem Hashem. When do we praise? Yishem Hashem Mevoirech, Me'ata V'Yadoyvom. And where do we praise? Mi'mizvach Shem Hashad Mevoirech. Mehul Ol Shem Hashem. So again, we start off Hallelujah. But who are the praisers? Who's the praisee? When are we praising? And from where are we praising? Either way. What's the Haidah? Ram al kol goyim Hashem al hashamayim kevoydoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram. He's bigger. He's greater than all the nations. In fact, al hashamayim kevoydoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered his glory is all the way up in the heavens. Mi kashem aleikenu hamagbil l'shaves. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who sits so high, yet hamashpili lira is tashamayim v'aretz. But at the same time, he lowers himself to see what's going on. Mikimi me'afar dal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts from the dirt, the dal, the poor person. Me'ashpois Yarim Evyoin, from the Ashva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Litz of the Evyoin. That's a synonym of Dal. Lo Hishivi Im Nedivim, Im Nedivim Yama, Kadosh Baruch Hu does that to now place this Dal, to place this Evyoin together with the Nedivim, with the royals, with the ministers, in the Nedivim Yama, with the Nedivim of his nation, Moshivi Akeres Habayis, Kadosh Baruch Hu returns the Akeres Habayis. So if you look at Devin Ezra says that Sof is a little misleading. What it should read as is Moshivi Akara Habayis. So the Akara who doesn't have a house, the Akara who doesn't have any children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the Akara to her house, gives her a house, Im Habonin Semecha, the mother who's didn't have any children, will now have children. Hallelujah. That is the way we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a couple of things. First of all, so Romal Kol Goyim Hashem Al HaShemayim Kevoidoi, Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbihi L'Shaves, Hamashpili, Mikimi, L'Hishivi, Moshivi. The Yud at the end, isn't that a little misleading? Right, usually, what does the Yud mean? Right, it's Sheli, it belongs to me. Nosati, I gave. V'lokachti eschem liba. Right, v'yitzesi v'hitzalti v'gaalti v'lokachti. Good sushta, right? Over here you have Hamagbi, Hamashpili, Mikimi, and Lehoshivi. Hamagbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I picked up for me, Lashaves. So if you look at Rashi on Tehillim, Rashi says no. Rashi says that very often in Psalms, in poetry, there was a yud that was thrown in at the end of the word, just to give a little, you know, poetic flair to it. And Rashi says, don't get distracted by these yuds. So really, it's not Hamagbi he in the possessive form, but it's Hamagbi alo shavas, Hamash beliris bashamayim baaretz, making may offer dal, lohishiv im nedivim, moishiv akeres habayis. Where else does Rashi say this? So we spoke about this in the Chumash here. By Ozi Yashir, Rashi made the same exact observation. Rashi said, Ozi vizimros ka, right? Yimincha Hashem nedori bakoyach. Rashi said, there's a lot of yuds in the Oz Yashir. All those yuds is because this is a shira. And in the shira, there's always poetic license. And you're always going to use different letters or different words just to make it a little bit more poetic. And that's exactly what's going on over here. So all these yuds over here are a little distracting in terms of understanding the Pshutei Shel Mikra, but make believe the yud wasn't there just from the Kavana perspective, because really it's not being Moisef in the Kavana. It's just here in terms of making the song go a little bit nicer. Now we mentioned that all the Sfarim say, I mean, we mentioned from the Abarbanel and the Goyen, that the first two prokim of the Tehillim focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means, really, what we just mentioned here seems to have taken place circa Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what do we mention here? Again, the first two psukim was talking about who's Mahalal, who are we Mahalal, when are we Mahalal, and from where are we Mahalal? Klar, Abarbanel. Okay, so what now is the subject of the Hillel? We're being Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem Al HaShamayim Kevoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all the nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so big. Ramal Kol Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dominates the nations. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dominate the nations by Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's the Bachav of the Abarbanel, right? That's one of the big inyonim of Amunah that the Rabban talks about and then the Parshas Boy. Bavur teida ki ein kamoini b'chal haaretz. Ram al kol goyim Hashem, ala shamayim kevoidoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also shvatim with the Mitzrim, ube Eloiheyem, and by that he showed that he's greater than all the nations. Mika Hashem Elokeinu ha-magbi l'shaves, ha-mashpili l'irois b'shamayim v'aretz. Who's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's magbi l'shaves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so up high, but at the same time he lowers himself l'irois b'shamayim v'aretz to see everything that's going on. And he'll do things about it. Mikimi me offer adult. Me ashvisi ar mevyon. Loishivim nedivim in nedivim yamim. When exactly did that play itself out? Oh, that's the second of the three things that the Abarbanel talked about. That's the adash. That you should know, ki ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yoideya. He's mashkiach. Mi kashem eloikeinu ha-magbi lo-shoves. Ha-mashpi liris b'shamayim v'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, he cares. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally is being mashkiach. He's being mashkiach in what's going on in the world. And then finally, mikimi me'ofer do me'ashvis yorim evyoim lo'ishivim nedivim in nedivim yamayah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to do something about that Ashkacha. And what did he do? He did something to Klai Yisrael. So really, the messages that the Abarbanel said, which are the three core tenets of our faith that we're supposed to take out of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, are expressed right here in this paragraph. We're being Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the fact that we're being Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Yehi Shem Havayim Mevorech, that's easy. Ruhamal Kol Goyim Hashem Al Hashemayim Kavoidoi Mikimi Meyofer Dome Ashbeth Yorim Evin Leishim Nadiv and Divi Amoy. That talks about the Kol Yochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magbi Lo Shoves, but at the same time Mashpili Lirois Hashemayim Vorets. That too is something that is a testament to the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the ideas of the Amunah that we're supposed to take out of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim are all being manifest right here. Either way. So again, the first of the two Prakim of Halal, which talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we talk about being Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we just mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these different milas that we said are essentially the tenets of our faith. Now, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all this? When did he show this? Again, we gave it away. We said it was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now we mention it inside. That you want to know when this took place? It took place when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. When Beis Yaakov left a foreign nation, it was at that time that Yehuda became the holy nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael Mamshel Yisrael and Klal Yisrael became the subjects. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the king over Klal Yisrael. Now, what does it mean, Yehuda and Yisrael? So, Pasha, when you learn Tanakh, you know that the word Yehuda, Judea, Judah, right, is very much synonymous with the Jewish people. So, in a psalm, it would make a lot of sense to say, Hoysa Yehuda Lukachai, Yisrael, Mam Shaloysa. It's very poetic. That's the Pashup shot. But if you take a look at Rashi in Tehillim, Rashi says that the reason we're giving Yehuda a shout out over here is because we're talking about, or we're about to talk about, Kriyas Yamsuf. The next pasuk, Ayom Ra'av Ayonos. And who was the first person to jump into the Yamsuf? It was Nachshon ben Aminadav. And because the first person to jump in was Nachshon ben Aminadav, so it's for that reason, his whole shape in Yehuda gets this special mention over here. Either way, so what happened? Ayom Ra'av Ayonos. The Yam saw Klal Yisrael coming and the Yam ran away. Right, if you could just do the visual over here. Right, you see somebody coming towards you and you're scared of the person, you start running for your life. So it sounds like that's what happened. Ayom Ra'av. Better cross the street, right? Vayonos. And you make a beeline. Hayarden Yisav La'achar. The Jordan River also was Yisav La'achar. It also went backwards. It started retreating. Now, when did that happen? Hayarden Yisav La'achar. So if you look in the Rishonim, there's two mahalchim. One mahalchim in the Rishonim is, it's because Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, all the seas everywhere split. So the same time of Ayom Ra'av Vayonos, it was also Hayarden Yisav La'achar. Other Rishonim say that this is referring to when Yeshua ben Nun crossed the Yarden together with the Yidden when they actually entered Eretz Yisrael. So even though we're talking B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, it feels like more the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we just fast-forwarded 7 days to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, so now we're fast-forwarding 40 years, and we're talking about Hayarden Yisav La'achar. Haharim Roktuch Elim. The mountains danced like Elim, like rams. Givois, and all the hills, they also were dancing Kivnei Tzai, like sheep. When did this happen? So the Rishonim say this happened by Maimed Har Sinai. So all the mountains and the Givois that were near Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Mashra Hishchina on Har Sinai, so there was a whole Rekida going on, literally, Haharim Raktu, right? That's what was happening. So this was talking about by Maimon Har Sinai. So again, we have a mention of B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, that's generally when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. A shout out to Kriyas Yamsuf, Ayom Rav Ayonos, a shout out to Hayarden Yisav La'achar, that's when Yeshua ben Nun, according to some Rishonim, course, the Yarden, Haharim Roktu Chaelim Gvois Kibnei Tzoyin, that's referring to Maimon Har Sinai. Malacha Yom Kisonis. So now we ask the Yam, right, why are you, who are you running from? Hayarden Tisad Lachar. Yarden, who are you afraid of? Haharim Tirkutu Chaelim Gvois Kibnei Tzoyin. Why are the mountains and the hilltops? Why are you dancing like a bunch of sheep? What's going on over here? Teretz is mi lifnei adon chuli yaretz. It's because the Shechina is coming, the Creator of the world. Chuli means Creator. The Creator of the world is coming. Mi lifna Eloika Yaakov, the God of the Bnei Yaakov is coming. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu is someone from whom we need to be afraid. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is someone from whom we need to run from. Because Baruch Hu is somebody that we have to dance for. You know why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is someone that's able to ahich bi atzur agamoyim. He's able to take a tzur. He's able to take a rock and convert it into water, which the Rishonim say happened to Parshas Beshalach in Mara. Chalomish l'mayne mayim. A chalomish is also a type of rock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to take a rock and turn it into a mayim of mayim. That's referring to when Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Meriva, when it happened the second time in Parshas Chukas. You want to know why we're running? We're running from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu able to do? He's able to be hoich v'yatzur agamayim. He's able to make a chalomish l'mayne mayim. Hence the gerida. Hence this very dramatic reaction to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming right now. So this second paragraph, that's obviously talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It begins, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. And it's for that reason that we mention it here. A couple of just very obvious ha'aras. Number one, so it seems that the Yam, let's start with that, was Rav Ayonos. Why? We ask him. Why were you Rav Ayonos? Right? Why is this something that you did? And the Yam told us, Milifne Adon Chuli Yaretz, Milifne Aloy Kayakov. It would appear that by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a special Giloy of the Shechina, so much so that it scared the Yam. Right? The Yam said, I'm running, I'm scared for my life. What are you scared of? Milifne Adon Chuli Yaretz, Milifne Aloy Kayakov. I know the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, I'm getting out of here. I'm bashed afraid. But clearly implying, again, just read the Psukim, nothing fancy, that the Adon Chuli Yaretz, the Eloi Kayakov, was Niskala, Ba'ifin Niflo, at the Yamsa. Right? Just to bring out this point. We know Hashem is everywhere, so what do you mean? Now I'm running. The Yams doesn't run every day of the week. So why all of a sudden wasn't running here? The Teretz is because the Shechina was about to come. And I think it's Pashit. This is in line with Reid that we spoke about in the Chumash Yerim. And that is that at the end of the Shira, at the end of Az Yashar, Klai Yisrael said, Hashem Yimloich V'yoyvam Vahed. Why did Klai Yisrael say that? So Pashit Shad is, and if you look at the Rishonim, that's how they explain it. It's because at Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael saw the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rasa Shivcha Bayam, Mashaloi Ra, Yecheskel Ben Buzi Meyoylam. And the Rishonim say that that's all Merumis in Zeh Keli Vanveil, because the word Zeh is like Babru Zeh. B'shoshi Yesh Matzu Mar Munachum Lefanecha. Zeh always means you're able to look something between the eyes. You're able to point to it. So at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Zeh Keli Vanveil. There was a Rasa. And by the way, we say in Davin, we saw the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we said Hashem Yimloich L'Yom Avod. That means there was an incredible Gilui of Malchus Shamayim at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's exactly what the Yam was scared of. The Shivcha, everybody said, there was an incredible, incredible Hiskalos. And that's what caused the Yam to run away. How do we know that's what caused the Yam to run away? Because that's what the Yam said. We asked him, Malachayom Kisonas, where are you going? He says, I'll tell you exactly where I'm going. Milifnei Adon Chuli Yaretz, Milifnei Eloi Kayakov. So it's mefurish in the pasuk that the Adon Chuli Yaretz, the Eloi Kayakov, was very, very present at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's exactly the Zakeilu Vandeyu. That's the Rasul Shivcha Bayom. That's Malchuscha Rov Vanecha Bekei Ayom Lifnei Moshe. That's why Klai Yisrael said Hashem Yimloch Liyoy Mavod. So the Yam ran for the hills. Pardon the pun. What did Klai Yisrael do? Klai Yisrael was Mekabel on Malchus Shemayim. Klai Yisrael said Hashem Yimloich Liyoy Mavod, but I think that's Pashup Shadow what's going on over here. One more Ha'ara. I'm sure everybody's thinking this Ha'ara. I think. 12th Shir on the Haggadah. And that is, again, it's the first time I chapped this. The Yam ran. The Yarden ran. The mountains and the hilltops are doing the Hara. Everyone's dancing. And we want to know why. And we ask, Malucha Yom Kisanus Hayarden Kisav La'achar. Heharim Tirkidu Che'elim Gevayis Kibnei Tzayin. And it gives you a whole teretz. It's Milifnei Adon Chuli Yaretz, Milifnei Alei Kayakev. If this perek of Tehillim would follow all the other prokim in Tanakh, it would read like this: Hayom Rav Vayonos Hayardin Yisrael Va'acha Haharim Roktu Chelun Gvoyes Kivnei Tzayin Milifnei Adin Chuli Yaretz Milifnei Aloy Kayakov Harich Biatzur Agamoyim Chalom Shlomayin Amoyim. Every chazan would have to tweak his nusach a little bit, but this is the way it would read. But we throw in two extra psukim: Maluch Hayom Kisanos Hayardin Tisay Va'acha Haharim Tirkedu Chelun Gvoyes Kivnei Tzayin. It's because this paragraph is telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dach Mezogin Derech Shailu Tshuva. And this is Mamish the Derech Shailu Tshuva in the Parsha of Bitzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So we do it Derech Shailu Tshuva. I think it's Pasha. Maluch Hayom Kisonus Hayay Dei Tislai Vlachar He Horim Tirkidu Che'elim Gevoyis Givnei Tzayim. It's Milifnei Adai Chuli Yoretz. It's Milifnei Eloi Kayakev. We're not just telling the story of Bitzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. We're doing it Derech Shailu Tshuva. That's the Maluch Hayom Kisonus. That's the, what's going on? Why a Horim Tirkidu Che'elim Gevoyis Kivnei Tzayim? Either way, we now return to the Haggadah, Yichasa HaMatzos. V'yikach HaKois B'yodei V'yoymar. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam. Asher Ga'olanu. V'galas Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai Kilu Hu Yotzim Mimitzrayim. V'galas Aviseinu. And he took out, of course, our ancestors as well. V'giyonu Alay Vazeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this night, Lecho by Matzah Umara, for us to have the schus to be making the mitzvahs of the Seder, to eat Matzah Umara. But just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did this for us, now we digress into a tefillah. Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'lekei Aviseinu. Yagiyenu l'mayadim v'lirugolim acherim abam l'kuseinu l'sholim. You should allow us to arrive to days that are going to be even greater than this day. Mayadim and regolim. Smeichem bevinyan irecha. Days where we're going to be besimcha because you will have rebuilt your holy city. Yerushalayim HaKodesh. V'sosim b'avidosecha. And we're going to be rejoicing over the fact that in Yerushalayim HaKodesh we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash and we're going to be able to do the avodah. And when we have that, v'noichal shom min hazvachim u min hapsachim, we'll be able to eat from the zvachim, menachas, u min hapsachim, ashi yagi adonim al kirmiz b'chachal ratzayim. After, of course, we do Azrika. After the dam of the zvachim and the psachim are going to go on the wall of the mizbeach, and it's going to be l'ratzayim, v'noidol chashir chadash. And then we're going to sing for you a new song. Al geula seinu, on the new geula. V'al p'tus nafsheinu, the fact that you redeemed our nefesh. Baruch atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. And then, behaseba, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Boirei Peri Hagafen. So before we say goodbye, V'tavshin Pei Vav, the Haggadah, Shiurim, just a few Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara is a Dover Nifla that I heard from Yedidi Hagoyen, from Moshe Shlom Yokshlita, the Baal Oitzris Chassam Seifer. We mentioned Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim Lahoidois Lahalel Lishabeach Lefor Lerayim Lahadel Lvarch Alul Kalis Lemisha Asal Aviseinu Velonos Kol Anisa Moela Hoytzionu Mei Avdus Lecheres Miyodein Lesimcha Umei Eva LeYontif. What do we mean when we say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us Mei Eva LeYontif? What exactly was the Avelus that the Yidden experienced in Mitzrayim that we're now mentioning that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us? May evil liyantif. Pasha, you would think that maybe it's related to the fact that a lot of Jews died in Mitzrayim. The four-fifths, you have the kolaben that was thrown into the Nile River. But where did that avelus turn into a yantif? It's mistaber that people that lost loved ones in Mitzrayim continued to mourn their brethren, their children, their parents, whoever it might have been. That avelus was nepach liyantif mechatesi. Whoever said that? Where do you find that by Yetzias Mitzrayim there was an avelus that was nepach liyantif? Again, there was avelus in Mitzrayim, but you don't find that it was nepach liyantif. Just because these yidden were redeemed, that means they forgot about all those people, and now all of a sudden, instead of it being an avelus, it's going to be a yantif. At first glance, it's a little sussum. What exactly is the me'eva liyantif? If you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush on the Haggadah, so the Gaon says, u'me'eva hu eitzel har Sinai. Comes up with a little bit of a pshat that's not so much in Pshutay Shal Mikra. If you take a look at the Haggadah of the Maaseh Hashem, it also comes up with a little bit of a Mahalach that's not Alpi Pshutay Shal Mikra. And the reason that the Achroinim are not being Mefarishet Al Derech Pshat, at least the Posh Pshat of why they're not being Mefarishet Al Derech Pshat, is because it's very sosum what the Derech Pshat is. Where was there an Eivel that was Nepach Liyantav? It's a subtle question, but L'chaira, a bomb kasha. Rav Shlomi Yakshtel to a Chsam Sofer that literally only the Chsam Sofer could say. And really, once you hear this Chsam Sofer, the Pshat Rav Shlomi Yak said is L'chura Emes La'amitay Mamish. And that is, everybody knows that on the Ka'ara, one of the foods that we put is an egg. Why do we put an egg? So if you look at the Rishonim, the Ramah brings it, it's Zecher to the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, why would we equate, and why would we make a zecher for Churban Beis HaMikdash by the Leila Seder? If you want to make a zecher for Churban Beis HaMikdash, you do it on Tisha B'Av, Mishenichnas Av, Mematah B'Simcha, and by the way, we do a lot of things as a zecher for that. Where does a zecher to Churban Beis HaMikdash come to the Leila Seder? So it's Yodua that the Rishonim say, and it's based on the Chazal, it's because there's a connection between the night of Tisha B'Av and the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the connection is that the two things fall out on the same night. And being that, well, Tisha B'Av is always going to be the same day of the week as the night of Pesach, so there's already some sort of a connection between the two, and that's where it's manifest, this inyan, that we make a zecher for Churban Beis HaMikdash on the night of the Leil HaSeder. But if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, one of his drushes, he says as follows. I'm going to read it inside. Ukimeduma says, I have a different heritage of why it is that we use an egg, Zecher La'Velos, why that is one of the things that we put on the Ka'ar. I believe, because Hayekfar Miminagab Yisainu B'Mitzrayim, there was an old custom that the Jews had when they were in Mitzrayim. Shebechol Yoim Aleph Shal Pesach. That every single year, on the first day of Pesach, Hoye Eitzel Gdoileim Vizikneim, by the Chshuvim in Mitzrayim, Kaharim Veshevet Levi, Yoim Eidel Kamay Tisha B'Av. It was a Yoim of Avelos, it was a Yoim of Avelos like Tisha B'Av. What? When the Yidu in Mitzrayim, they used to celebrate a Tisha B'Av on Tesvav Nisan. Ki Boim Yigzar Bein Absarim Golos Mitzrayim, says the Chassam Sofer. Because we know the Bris Bein Absarim happened exactly 430 years before the Yidu left Mitzrayim. And it happened literally on that same night. That means the Gzeira of the Bris Bein Absarim, which came along with the Eimel Chasheicha Gedoylo, that took place on Tesvav Nisan. Says the Chassam Sofer, Uba Nilkecha Sare El Paro. And it was on that night that Sare was taken by the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. When did Paray take Sarah? It happened on Tesvav Nisan. Boy, Omad Yaakov lifnei Paray beridat olam Mitzrayim. It was on that day that Yaakov stood in front of Paray 210 years before the Yidden were going to leave Mitzrayim. It happened literally on that night. K'moshe biarti leil bedrush parshas vayichi. Boy, hischol koyshe yashibu pesvav. The Koshi Hashiva happened exactly for 86 years. That means it started 86 years before the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It means it started on Tesvav Nisan. And it's even more than that, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe the first time by the Sneh, and Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, and what did Paroi say? That also happened on Tesvav Nisan. Which means that if you think about it, it was literally a yom shehuch pelu by tzaras, like Tisha B'Av. Literally, think of all the tzaras that happened. The gzeira of Yodaya Teda Kigei Yizaracha Beretz Loi Lehem Ba'avadim V'inu Oysam Arba Me'a Shana. The Eimach HaSheicha, the Gamas HaGoy, the Rabbis, all the Dalit Goliaths that Klai Yisrael were going to have to go through. It was all Merumis. All of these things were inclusive. They were all part and parcel of things that took place at the Bris Bein Absalom, which happened on Tesvav Nisan. Sarah was taken on Tesvav Nisan. Yaakov stood in front of Paroi, which was not an easy thing for him to do. That happened on Tesvav Nisan. The Koshi Hashibud happened on Tesvav Nisan. The Tichbad Avodah Lanoshim, which was the Gagal Gag of the Koshi Hashibud, that happened on Tesvav Nisan. And that's why all the Chshuvim that understood all this, they used to treat that day the way we treat Tisha B'Av. Ella. But then the Yidden left Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan. And when the Yidden left Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan, Zok the Hilgich Sam Sofer Nepach, That day was nepach l'sosin u'l'simcha. It went from being a day when the Yidu were mourning to now all of a sudden it was a day that was nepach l'sosin u'l'simcha. V'nir ali zoktich sam soifa l'osis tam. This is maybe the reason sh'oichim beitz of alei Pesach. That's maybe the reason we eat an egg the night of Pesach. Zecher le'evil hanau. Hafla v'fela. It's a zecher to the fact that this was once upon a time a day of avelos. The greatest nahapachu that we've ever had was when the day of Tesvav Nisan went from being a day of Avelos to being a day of Geula. Zok Rav Shlomo Yok, it's Pashat, Chassam Sofer didn't fear Ois, but he said, there's no suffix in my mind, Chassam Sofer would have feared Ois this way, and he even said, Lule de Mistafina, I believe Chassam Sofer probably said this by his Seder. That's Me'evel Yontif. The Me'evel Yontif was, there was a day of Avelos and it was literally Nepach. The day was Nepach from being a Yoim of Avelos. Tesvav Nisan, it was a day of Tisha B'Av, and now all of a sudden it was Nepach, it all of a sudden became a day of Yontif. The day of Tesvav Nisan was Nepach. It was Nepach to become a day of Yontif. So I just want to be Messiah with one Hergish. The Hergish is, how did we start Magid? We started Magid, Ho Lachma Anya, Di Acholu Abasana Ba'ara de Mitzrayim. We spoke that from the Abarbanel. Now, why do we start Magid Ho Lachma Anya? He said, because really, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, what was the focal point of the Leil HaSeder? The focal point of the Leil HaSeder was the Karban Pesach. But unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Karban Pesach. So instead of the focal point being the Karban Pesach, the focal point are the Matzahs. See, he said, we start off the Seder and we say, Ho Lachma Anya de Achalu Abasana Ba'ara de Mitzrayim. With a krecht, we pick up the Matzah. This is unfortunately, lighter. This is the centerpiece. This is the entree of the Leil HaSeder. And we refer to it as Lachma Anya, bringing out the point of the matzah that represents Nakulu. But the point of the matzah that represents Oini, it represents Inui, it represents Oni. That's the component of the matzahs that we bring out. And then we say that because we don't have a Karban Pesach, and because what we have is merely the lechem oinis, so called dichben yesiv yechol, called ditzri yesiv yipsach. When there was a Karban Pesach, you had to be from the menuyim. When there was a Karban Pesach, you had to be from the tahirim. But now we don't have a Karban Pesach. Now we have matzah. Is memeila called dichben yesiv yechol, called ditzri yesiv yipsach. But then we fear rois with a tefila hashata acha l'shana baba aridi yisrael l'shata abdi l'shana baba neicherim zol mezoicha zayin taka. To have again a beis hamikdash with a centerpiece is going to be the Karban Pesach. But how do we start Magid? We start Magid Hol Achma Anya de Acholu Abasana Ba'ar de Mitzrayim. We started with a krecht. We started bemoaning the fact that we don't have the Karban Pesach. How do we end Magid? What's the very, very end of Magid? We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thank Hashem first for bringing us to this point. And then we say, Kein Hashem Alei Kein Ovel Kev Yisenu Yagiyenu L'mayadim V'le Regolem Acherim Abom Nekasenu L'sholoy Smeich Edevinyan Yirecha V'sosim Avoy Dosecha V'noich Al Shom Min Azvachim U'min Apsochim Ashi Yagi Adoma Malkir Mizbechach L'rotzoy V'noich Deluch Asher Chodash Agul Hasein Aval Ptus Navshem. We conclude with a tefillah again for the Karban Pesach. We start Magid, Halachma Anya. This is the centerpiece of our Seder. And we end again with a tefillah that we should taka be zoicha, v'noicha sham and azvachim and apsachim. We should be zoicha that at least by the next Seder, it shouldn't be centered around the lechem oini, but rather it should be v'noichal shom min azvachim u'min apsachim. This is a chsima mi'ein apsicha. But just to say the hergish a little bit deeper, ki meitzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim alenu neflois. The Nevi'im promised us that one day we're going to be zoicha to see miracles that are going to dwarf the miracles that we saw when we left Mitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we were zoicha, said the Heligich from Soifer to Avenapachu. We went and took a day that was hukfal a morning. It was a day of evil. And it was nepach from being a day of evil to a day of yontif. Ki meitzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. We were promised by the Nevi'im that all the tzoymos, all the fasts, uberoshem tisha b'av, these are going to be days. These are going to be days that are going to be nepach again to days of sosoim v'simcha. Ki meitzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. We had this v'napachu on Tesvav Nisan. It went from being a day of evil to a day of yontif. So too, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zoicha ready that all these days of tzoris, Samchenu ki moisi nisonu shnois reinu ra. They should all be nepach. Today's of sasim besimcha. The promises of the Nevi'im should be fulfilled. Bekarev mamish b'mheiru b'yameinu. We should be zoicha to hoshata hocha l'shona abba b'arad Yisrael. Hashata avdi l'shona abba b'nei chayrim. We will sit again with the zvachim and the psachim. We'll tell a new story. A story that we don't need to remember from 3,338 years ago, but a story that we will have all witnessed. Not chayev adam lirois es atzmai ki'ilu hu yatsam in Mitzrayim. We love the ki'ilus in this chabura, but we're ready not for the ki'ilu. We want to be able to tell a story that we saw with our own two eyes, a story that we were ourselves experienced. May we be zeichet to that. Bekarev mamish b'mheir b'yomeinu amin v'amin.